A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Nun Hei, Baba Basra 55A, pagination is 109. We're going to be starting, though, from the bottom of the facing page, five lines up. Rav Huna Zavan Ara, Rav Huna purchased a property from a non-Jew. We mentioned in the previous session that there's a concept which can be found on the top of that page, third line, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel taught that the property of a non-Jew becomes ownerless for a period of time during the sale of property to a Jew. This is talking in their times, Talmudic times, where the property is relinquished by the non-Jew as soon as he gets his money, and the Jew does not acquire it until he gets the documentation. In the interim, while the non-Jew has already relinquished his rights, because he got his money, what does he care? And the Jew has not done his acquisition yet, because he hasn't gotten his documentation. The rule, according to Shmuel, is kol ha-machzik b'hen zacha b'hen, a different Jew can go in and acquire the property by doing an act of kinyan. We saw the Rashbam in the last session, who discusses that the person who acts in such a way, this second Jew, is called a Rasha, a wicked person, because he's infringing on the transaction. But legally, he's able to pull this off, and it has ramifications. The Rashbam discusses, perhaps he will be obligated to pay the money to the first Jew, the amount that was paid for the property. There are things that will have to be addressed, but fundamentally, a person could step in and acquire the property because it's ownerless for a period of time if they don't structure the transaction in a wiser way. Also, relating to our topic for today, is a statement on Amud Aleph, Nindalit Amud Aleph 54a, of a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. When a person does do a kinyan, a person uses his shovel and he does an act of acquisition on this field. According to Rav, the bottom two lines of the page, Hikish Bamikush Echod Kanakula, Rav says you acquire the entire field by one act. Ushmuel Amar Lokana Elamaka Mikusha Bilvad, and Shmuel holds that when you're acquiring something from ownerless status, you're only acquiring its place. The only way you could acquire the entire field is if there's a da'as acheres maknes, someone else is selling it to you, then one act makes you the owner. But if you're acquiring it from an ownerless status, one act is not going to give you the entire field. Let's look at our Gemara and we'll see how these two introductory comments are going to impact the story. Rav Huna Zavan Ara Me'oved Kochavim. Rav Huna bought a property from a non-Jew. And as we said in the name of Shmuel, if it's not constructed properly as a transaction, it leaves the buyer, in this case Rav Huna, vulnerable for a period of time. Also Yisrael Acher, indeed, a second Jew came, Rafik Bapurta, and he did a little bit of digging, he did a little act of acquisition before Rav Huna was able to do his act of acquisition. So the money paid made it available for an act of acquisition, but it didn't buy it for him yet. Also lekameh de Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, ukma bidei, and Rav Nachman granted the field to the second Jew. He said, you did what we described is possible to happen. Doesn't mean you're right, but that's what happened. Amalei, so Rav Huna says, my daitich, what are you based on? Da'amah Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Nichzei Ovid Kachavim Arein Kamidbar, that the property of a non-Jew during this transaction is considered ownerless, v'chalamachzik behem zacha, and whoever acquires it is successful. Li'avid li'mar ki'idach de Shmuel. You know, if you're paskening like Shmuel, you should paskin like the other statement of Shmuel as well. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, lo kona elamaka mikusha v'lvad, that when you're acquiring from ownerless, you only get the place where you used the shovel, and you don't get the entire field. In which case, even if you grant him that his act of shoveling granted him some of the field, but how much? Just one little piece, just what he did, and the rest of the field should still be available for me to follow up on the money that I paid and make a kinyan, and it'll be mine. And he got the little piece that he acted upon. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman responded, Bahai, on that topic, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, regarding how much you acquire by a shovel, by digging with a shovel in one place when you're acquiring from ownerless, Anokishmaitin severely, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, I hold, like Rav, Kevan de Nikeshba Mikosh Echod Kanakula. Once you do one act, even from ownerless, you acquire it entirely. And so the ruling was against Rav Huna, based on Shmuel saying that it's ownerless for a period of time, and based on Rav, that an act of shoveling will acquire the entire field, even when you're acquiring it from ownerless. I'd like to point out an obvious point, but deserves mention, that over the centuries, people have critiqued the Talmud for statements that they take out of context. And a classic example of that is this statement of Shmuel. Shmuel said, the property of non-Jews is like a midbar, like a desert, like ownerless. Anybody who wants to acquire it can acquire it. And taken out of context, if you don't have the sophistication of Gemara, so that sounds awful. It sounds like you're allowed to steal from non-Jews, which is totally not true. It's forbidden to steal from non-Jews. We're talking about a very sophisticated case where the non-Jew was selling it to the Jew, and the non-Jew relinquished rights, and the Jew did not do the act of acquisition. And if this was structured in a better way, then immediately upon payment of the money, the document would be given, and it would belong to the Jew, and there would be no one to be able to infringe. But because they didn't construct it correctly, the property of the non-Jew, when the non-Jew relinquishes rights because he got paid, indeed becomes ownerless, according to Shmuel. And the person who's going to be wronged here, by the way, is the first Jew. It's not the non-Jew who's getting wronged. He got paid. That's why he relinquished rights. And this is an example of, if someone doesn't understand the complexity of the Talmud, and that any statement that's made was made within the parameters in which it applies. In this case, in the case of a sale from a non-Jew who already got paid. So then, if you don't understand that complexity, you could take something out of context and think that terrible things are being said and malign something that actually was just more sophisticated than the average reader. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.